We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Cowboys Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is the Coach Mike Gundy Radio Show, brought to you by Homeland Grocery, your Cowboy Football Watch Party Supply Headquarters, official grocery partner of OSU Football, Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name, located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater, Mid-First Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card, true to your money, and by OG&E. We energize life. Now, this is the Mike Gundy Show. Here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Well, welcome to week two of the Coach Gundy Radio Show, coming off a season-opening win for the Cowboys over the Tulsa Golden Hurricanes, 16-7. I specialize in little trivial things, and so this is a note on the game, and it's a tremendous compliment for the Oklahoma State defense, without a doubt. According to my research, and I double-checked it, probably need to triple-check it, but at any rate, according to my research, the 16 points scored in the win Saturday are the fewest points scored by Oklahoma State in a win since the 1995 Bedlam win over Oklahoma 12-0. Many of our fans will remember that game. It's a very memorable game. Defense made some big plays. Offense got going late, and the end result is a 16-7 win despite a lot of adversity that the Cowboys were facing, especially on offense. And we'll cover all of that with Coach Gundy in a moment. Glad you're with us. We'll take a break. Come back. More to come. This is the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
At OG&E, the energy we deliver is more than electrical. We energize our neighborhoods with the country's lowest rates while attracting new businesses to our communities. We energize education, supporting school after school to energize our children's potential. We energize the future by diving headfirst into dozens of charitable partnerships, as well as investing in cutting-edge technology that creates a cleaner tomorrow. At OG&E, we energize life. Get energized at OGETogether.com.
This football season, Toyota is bringing the tailgate to you.
Enter the Toyota Tailgate to Go sweepstakes for a chance to win an at-home tailgate party. The ultimate at-home tailgate includes food and drink delivered from a local restaurant and a Tailgate to Go party pack with game day essentials. Plus, you can pick a lucky friend to have the same experience delivered to their home. That's right. Win one, give one. For complete rules and to register, visit toyotatailgatetogo.com or text touchdown to 22454. Toyota is a proud sponsor of Oklahoma State Athletics.
We at OCT Equipment are open and here to help keep your construction equipment up and running. Our commitment to our customers and fellow Oklahomans won't waver. With our Case Construction Equipment trained team of service and parts, you can be sure your equipment stays in peak operating condition 24/7. Powerful, professional, proven. That's Case and OCT Equipment. Visit OCTEQUIPMENT.com to learn more. OCT Equipment and Case, helping build Oklahoma since 1953.
If you like saving at Phillips 66, you can save up to 25 cents per gallon when you pay with the MyPhillips 66 app. Now, take the remaining time of this 30-second radio commercial to celebrate your savings while we read legal. 25 cents is a combined savings of 15 cents off per gallon up to 30 gallons at participating Phillips 66 locations, and 10 cents off per gallon when you pay within the MyPhillips 66 app. Select payment methods may apply. Offer valid through September 30th, 2020.
Stonewolf Casino at Exit 37 on the Cimarron Turnpike between Tulsa and Stillwater is a proud supporter of Oklahoma State football. And just as we're doing here in the Cowboy Radio Network broadcast booth, Stonewolf Casino is making an extra effort to keep its customers and employees safe. So if you're looking to fill up your tank at the Travel Plaza, fill up your belly with Mazio's Go, or fill up your pocket with winnings, you can do it at Stonewolf Casino and do it safely. Stonewolf Casino, Exit 37 on the Cimarron Turnpike.
The Oklahoma State family always stands strong in the face of adversity. Now local patients are counting on Cowboys to boost the blood supply. Oklahoma Blood Institute needs our help. Premature babies, children with cancer, and trauma patients can't wait for life-saving blood. Give blood with the Oklahoma Blood Institute and support the needs of patients right here in Oklahoma. Show how Cowboys care. Make your appointment to donate blood today. Call 877-340-8777 or go to obi.org.
If someone ranked you number one at what you do, would you brag about it? Maybe just a little? Well, Forbes magazine ranked Communication Federal Credit Union the number one credit union in the state of Oklahoma. So maybe, like you, we brag a little.
We're number one!
Number one may be the loneliest number for some, but not for Communication Federal. Our 95,000 members are along for the ride, too. Join us and see why. Communication Federal Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
The deli at Ampride Travel Plaza in Perkins just keeps getting better and better. You'll see a lot of folks coming in for breakfast. Ampride's got fresh, hot biscuits and gravy, breakfast croissants, or biscuits with your choice of bacon, sausage, egg, and cheese. And they've got fresh breakfast pastries like apple fritters, cinnamon rolls, filled long johns or twists, bear claws, and donuts. Get a great breakfast to go or eat in. And Ampride's just as good when it's lunch or supper time. Ampride Travel Plaza at the intersection of Highways 177 and 33.
Welcome back. It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show. We're glad you're with us as we talk Oklahoma State football and the season opening win. And, of course, peculiar to 2020, we just jump second game right into conference play, which is something we obviously don't ordinarily do. We usually play three games before we start conference, or at least a couple in some leagues where they might throw a non-con in later. Coach, your thoughts on the game. You know, it was, as I said in postgame, it was strangely compelling for sure because there was so many bizarre things that happened in that game. It kind of just fit this calendar year, to say the least. That's what it looked like anyway.
It was unusual in a variety of reasons. First off, we're not in great shape cardio-wise. Coach Glass and I had talked about this, and we had concerns. Even though we've had 30-something practices to get ready, the consistency with the guys that we had over the last month has not been there, much like every other team in college football, because of the virus or a primary contact. And so, you know, you lose, gosh, I don't know, with all the primary contact that you hear people talk about a lot, you know, we lost 30 or 40 guys over a three-week period that didn't even have the virus, but they were somewhere near somebody. Well, they're out for two full weeks.
Man.
So you just have inconsistent routine and trying to get guys in good physical condition. And so, unfortunately, we were correct in that we're not in good shape. And you and I talked off the air, and you're right. Neither is really anybody else, probably. But it still, it breaks the routine that we've had here, because we've always prided ourselves on being in really good condition, and that helps our team. That was unusual. Then we had, of course, quarterback goes down, and guy gets 90% of the reps. He's out. That throws a wrench in it. Then you have a couple linemen get hurt. Those guys are out, and then you move a guy in the offensive line. So I was thrilled that we're able to win the game.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
And we know that defensively that they kept us in the game, and that was nice. It's a good feeling to know that we're playing pretty good defensively versus this team. And so if we can just manufacture a touchdown and maybe another field goal, we can win this football game. But for quite a while, it didn't look very good.
Yeah.
Just based on what all was going on. And the coaches did a really good job of not panicking, which is important. They didn't show any frustration with the players, kept them where their composure was good for our team. So the players did. They stayed consistent. And, of course, there's times that where they were getting a little nervous and edgy on, okay, you know, now we're in the fourth quarter and something's got to happen. But there wasn't any issues amongst the group. Our culture and the team chemistry and kind of who we are, what we've done here for 16 years, allowed us to win the game. Just stay calm. Somebody's going to make a play. Keep coaching. Make adjustments. I know we've had this happen and this happen and this happen and this happen. And so that allowed us to play well enough in the end to win the football game.
It seems, in just observing all the success that you've had over the years, and I guess this is true in any sport, confidence is so important. I mean, it is. But the thing is, players know they're probably not in the shape they normally would be in, and then all these things happen. So as you push forward, dealing with all these unusual factors, what's that balance between being real with them, telling them the truth, versus the need to mentally make them feel like they still have that edge?
Well, it's a fine line. That's coaching. You know, our job as coaches is to make our players feel and think they're actually better than they are. That's one of the most important aspects of being a good football coach, in my opinion. Along with that, you have to understand who's on the field and what they can actually execute, not what the guys before them executed, scheme-wise. So those two things were important in this game based on what you and I talked about. You have a variety of guys playing on offense that we did not expect to be in the game. So we have to make them think they're better than they are, but then we can't out-coach ourselves and say, well, these are the plays we repped. But if you have limitations in certain areas, no matter the reason why, then you have to find a way to get those guys to execute a certain number of schemes. We didn't have that issue defensively because we were fortunate we stayed healthy and we had some depth and guys rotated in. So the question you asked is, it's very true. Got to give them confidence, but you also got to say, hey, look, we're not doing this or this because these guys haven't had those reps.
Sure.
You know, Johnny Wilson's not playing center. So it's Rye right now. And so this is what Rye can do. And Noah went out. And so the next guy's in, and this is what we can do. Quarterback went out. Next guy's in. This is what he can do. You're trying to do all that in between series.
Yeah.
And that's what I was saying, you know. It wasn't real easy, but to be able to find a way to win was a good start for us.
So without prying too much and getting into your private coaching business, what's that communication like among all the coaches on offense? Because all of a sudden, you've lost linemen. So that's Charlie Dickey's area. You've got a quarterback issue. That's Rattay's area. if you would, just in general terms, what's that communication like and who kind of chimes in where as you're trying in the heat of battle to figure this thing out?
Well, we all, the offensive staff and myself, we all will all have communication on one line if we all get on the same line. And, you know, my comment to them is, okay, with who we have playing now, you guys have to come up with two running plays and three or four pass plays, and we have to eliminate turning linemen or linebackers loose, and we have to be able to protect long enough to throw to good players. That's it. You know, you can take the other 30 plays that we had in this game and you can throw them in the trash because we can't run them right now.
Yeah.
You can try to run them, and then you'll come in here on Sunday and say, why'd we do that? These two guys don't have any idea what that is, and this quarterback can't execute those plays. So it's not going to do any good.
Sure.
And that's really the communication that takes place, and that's why I said that Dunn and those guys did a good job, because it's easy to hit a panic mode as a coach. You got pride, okay? When, you know, we've always averaged 40-something points a game here. You know, we got 10 points, got 7 points, 3 points. People are looking at us like, what's the problem? Or you can just put your pride aside, put your ego aside. This is who we are. This is where we're at now. Let's find a way to score a touchdown and maybe kick a field goal or something. Hope the defense can hold them and find a way to win the game.
Yeah, it's the old classic story I heard years ago. They were in a situation like this, and they asked the offensive line coach, can we block that? It's a run play. Nope. Can we block that? Nope. Can we block that? Nope. What can we block? This. And right. Head coach said, that's what we're running the rest of the half. That's all we can. People don't realize it's there's so much that goes into it, and then things change, and you just have to work from there, but you have to work within a realistic framework. Otherwise, it's the recipe for complete disaster.
Everybody can draw up a lot of plays on a board. Coaches are famous for drawing up way too many plays. Which ones can you get coached, can get it executed in the game, no matter what the adjustments are? Because offensive football, you lose games by turning the ball over and have negative yardage plays. That's how you lose games on offense.
Sure.
If you just maintain, you're going to score some points, because we've always been fortunate around here. We've always had gifted skill players. But if you go backwards and lose yards and get in long yardage situations, or if you turn the ball over, you're going to lose football games.
Yeah.
And we tried to do that Saturday.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. We turned the ball over and we went backwards too much.
Yeah. Is that one of the things that maybe you learned when you changed offensive schemes and went to more of the spread? Because, you know, that's not a big family of plays, you know, versus some offenses. Is that one thing that you sort of maybe liked, was the fact that, hey, within this offense, it doesn't appear you're trying to do just tons of different things. It's a pretty simple family.
Simplicity is genius, you know. Albert Einstein said it forever, and that's the truth in football, in my opinion. Everybody has their opinion, but simplicity, you've heard us talk about it, or maybe you've heard me say it, that if you can allow them to have a clear mind where they're not thinking, they'll play a lot faster. Position players, anybody that plays in the game, if they play slow based on cloudy or confusion, you're not going to be a very good football team. I don't care what side of the ball it is.
Yeah.
So we try to be as simple as possible, and the spread helps that. But then when you're in the situation we're in Saturday, you get to the conversation that you had. You told me somebody else had. We can't run these other six running plays. We only run these two.
Yeah.
That's all. These other guys haven't had any reps. And so if you think they can run it without practicing it, you're not following rule number one of coaching. It's all about reps.
So now we tear into the quarterback situation. So Bullitt comes in. Spencer's injured. Bullitt comes in. Then Illingworth comes in. And as you said in postgame, for all intents and purposes, he hadn't really done anything in 2 weeks.
Right.
And so and I asked you this on the television show. What are the – as you put him out there, and you know it's the right thing to do, but as you put him out there, what are the things you're really concerned about? It's like, oh, boy, we need to do this, but he hasn't practiced in 2 weeks. What are the old boys that you're concerned about?
One, just him not ever playing in a game.
Sure.
Two, not repping in 15 days, those are the two main ones.
Yeah.
And then three, what kind of condition is he in?
Oh, gosh, I hadn't even thought about that.
Because he's not a, you know, a 5'11", 185-pound guy. I mean, he's 6'6", and he weighs 220, to whatever he weighs. So he's – what condition would he be in cardio-wise? Those were concerns that I had with what we were trying to get accomplished.
So what do you think allowed him to go out there and have the success he had? Why was he able to pull that off? Because I would guess there aren't that many guys that probably could do that.
You know, he came in January.
Okay.
So people ask all the time in recruiting, should I have my son graduate from high school early and be in spring ball? And my response to that over doing this for 16 years as a head coach is every young man is different. Some are mature and ready for that. Some aren't, you know, and I've said this a bunch, you know, I got three boys in the house, not all three of them there, but I raised three boys. All three of them don't need to graduate early and go to college. They're different mentally. Their makeup's different. Mm-hmm. So my response to them is if your son's mature and he really is, you know, bored with high school, he needs to move on. If he's not really mature and still wants to be there in the spring and be at the prom and be at the Sadie Hawkins dance or whatever, then he needs to stay in school.
Sure.
So he's a mature young man, and so he was out and came in early. So he's had 6 months. Then the COVID allowed us to have these 2 weeks of what we were calling OTAs, which is NFL stuff.
Right.
And he got 2 weeks of that. That's why he was able to function. If he hadn't come in early and we wouldn't have had the OTA stuff, it would have been extremely difficult for him to be able to function in a game, in my opinion.
You know, and so many people commented on, of course, you complete a deep ball when you'd been struggling, as he did to Tylan. Of course, it's going to energize the team. But And it did, but it appeared that despite the things we're talking about, that when he went out there, his teammates, the other 10 guys, felt like, this guy can do it. Even though there's a lot of reasons that it would be pointed to another direction where those guys on offense may be like, oh, gosh, that guy's hadn't practiced in 2 weeks. He's a freshman, et cetera, et cetera. But the body language didn't seem, from our vantage point, to show that. They're like, yeah, this guy can do it. Do you agree with that?
Very mature. You know, you don't ever want to put the cart in front of the horse, but didn't seem like the stage was too big for him. He was throwing to a good player that made two unbelievable catches. That helps.
Yeah, he did.
But there's also some security and some intelligence in knowing who to throw to. Pretty smart. Now, the defense and the structure of the coverage allowed that to happen, but he wasn't scared to take it. You know, the one thing that happened in this game that we certainly wouldn't have predicted and didn't want to was all those skill kids we have at wideout, they didn't get to touch the ball.
Right.
8 didn't touch it much. 17 didn't touch it much. 1 didn't touch it much. 4 didn't touch it much. Those are guys that need to touch the football. But based on the way things transpired, we couldn't get that accomplished.
Yeah. Take a break. Come back with more in a moment. This is the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
Although the COVID-19 pandemic presented its own set of unique challenges, BankFirst employees remain available on-site to meet your individual banking and lending needs. Stillwater's interactive teller machines provide teller service without physical contact, and we're pleased to report that our Payroll Protection Program loans funded payroll checks for more than 3,000 Payne County residents. For 120 years, we have been here when Stillwater needs us. Now and always, BankFirst remains loyal to Stillwater and you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Let's check off some of the reasons to stop by Ampride Travel Plaza in Perkins. 24-hour pay at the pump, Cinex top-tier gas? Check. Big clean bathrooms and you don't need a key? Check. Your favorite six-point beers and a good selection of wines? Check. Deli Fresh BLTs, breakfast biscuits and pastries, right off the grill burgers, and right out of the fryer onion rings, fries, okra, mushrooms, and much more? Check. Lottery tickets and scratchers? Check. All this and more at Ampride Travel Plaza. Check them out in Perkins.
Planning to go to college soon? The NOC OSU Gateway Program provides students with a small campus feeling and big campus resources. Students have access to resources like the Colvin Center, the Edmund Lowe Library, transit systems, university housing, athletics, and more. For more information, stop by 615 North Monroe or visit us at gateway.okstate.edu. We're Northern Oklahoma College, and this is how we do life-changing in cowboy country.
Chris's University Spirit on Campus Corner in Stillwater, Oklahoma is proud to be your one-stop cowboy shop since 1986 and proud sponsor of cowboy football. We specialize in custom-printed OSU apparel and merchandise and pride ourselves in giving our cowboy fans the best game day shopping experience in the state. So whether it be a new orange t-shirt or a new ball cap, we have all the gear to get your family game day ready. Come see us at the corner of 3rd and Knobloch on historic Campus Corner and be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Remember, you can shop 24/7 at ChrisUniversitySpirit.com and thanks to all of our loyal and true customers.
It happens to everyone who plays the game. We get hurt and try to walk it off, but playing hurt can make it worse. At Mercy Sports Medicine, keeping you in the game is our life's work. Schedule a free pain assessment from a Mercy Pro at mercy.net/paincheck. We'll check your injury, give you a plan for quick recovery, and get you playing again. Sign up at mercy.net/paincheck. At Mercy Sports Medicine, your life is our life's work.
Whether it's showing off your scoring celebration, performing your pregame rituals, or never washing your game day attire, you're committed to your favorite team. But there's a better way to show your commitment. Getting home safely and showing up for the next one. So plan ahead. If you drink during the game, have a ride ready for after the game. And remember, never drink and drive. A message from NDUI and the Oklahoma Highway Safety Office.
Welcome back. It's the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College. Glad you're with us. As we talk Oklahoma State Cowboy football. Yeah, we spent some time talking about the offense there, Coach, but goodness, defensively, you know, what went on was outstanding.
It really was. Of course, we've talked about it, but it was comforting knowing that we continue to get stops. And it allowed our offense to find a way to maneuver some points. And there's not any doubt. I mean, that's the strength of who we are at this time based on experience, depth, if they play hard. And they played really hard. They ran around and, you know, on that side of the ball, you have to play reckless, be willing to give your body up. I visited with them last night after practice and said, look, you guys may have to carry us for 2 or 3 weeks. I mean, we've got some linemen that are new that are playing, and we don't know who's going to come back. And, you know, a quarterback situation, we don't know where we're going to be until middle of the week. So we need you guys to be really prepared, take care of your bodies, come together as a defensive unit. And your goal as an individual defense should be and could be the best unit that we've had since I've been the head coach. You can do that if you choose to, if you guys come together and just do all the things that it takes. Because right now you have the ingredients. So I was honest with them, told them up front. You and I know, we've watched it forever. They got to put the time in. They've got to be willing to do it. They got to play reckless. They got to play as a unit. If they don't, then, you know, they're not going to be what we think they can be. But they're certainly off to a good start. You had the resurgence of Calvin Bundage. Mm-hmm. Played unbelievable hard. I mean, ran all over the field, gave up his body. And it's such a feel-good story for everybody in that. You and I talked about it a year ago. I didn't think he'd ever come back.
I remember that.
I mean, it's just, we all know what backs are like, right? Mm-hmm. You hold your breath, and it's been a blessing that he was able to come back for him and then for our team. And his attitude, demeanor, and the smile on his face is awesome. And you always worry But he didn't play like he had a bad back at all last year. You know, and of course Malcolm makes his 10 tackles, and then Trey Sterling showed up, and 31 shows up, you know, Peel. Christian came in and gave us some nice reps, and Rodarius was in the right spot. And, you know, we just had guys that played hard and were reckless, and they played as a group. That's what it's going to take for them to continue to do that. Hopefully they can play that way to allow us to put some things together offensively.
So really, it sounds like what you're saying is that, you know, offensively, since they are showing signs of playing very well, that it probably, I guess, would impact your play calling to some extent anyway, but now it probably really does. Not that you're just going to try to win games 3-0, but right. it you do alter your thinking some, I would guess, huh?
Well, you have to. You know, we don't know what the answer is right now, because we won't have information on who all is available till Tuesday afternoon. So you put out a blueprint that you can add or delete either way based on who's available on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And then you say, okay, how do you feel about our defense and whether they can hold up on Saturday?
It's interesting. There's been some sort of exchanging position-wise in the back end. For example, Jarek Bernard Converse moving from safety to corner. Tanner McAllister is an old corner now at safety. Thomas Harper is an old corner that's now a safety. But it seems like when you add all that up, it appears you have a lot of guys that can cover people, which sometimes has been true, right, and sometimes it's not. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and I thought that Tanner really showed up in this game at the position he was, where he made some key plays that I'm not sure a traditional body-type safety could have made those plays.
Really?
Yeah, the diving play in the end zone when the scramble, a big play. The man, we blitzed him and got him in man, and he undercut the drag route, dove, and knocked the ball down. His corner skills, in my opinion, helped him play that position in this game.
It's interesting. I ran into Dan Hammerschmidt casually this summer, and he was talking about, well, when you start moving guys to safety from corner, people don't realize mentally how much there is, and then the fact that there's no boundary. The boundary is your friend when you're playing corner. Not that it's not difficult, but it was interesting what he said. Sure. He's like, I don't think people realize how hard that position can be to play and get used to playing maybe when you haven't played it before.
No doubt. Yeah, you have to defend the field instead of defending a certain side. And then safeties are involved with so many things that happen in the run game. A pretty good percentage of time, corners aren't.
Right.
You know, they're a secondary support, is what we call. I don't have to support the majority of the time and set an edge. I'm a secondary guy. Safeties, a lot of times, have to be involved in main support, primary support.
Yeah, it's an interesting situation, and lots of experience back there. Colby Harvell-Peel, and as you said, he showed up in some key situations. But as far as just everything he brings to the table, what do you like most about him? And he's already racked up some significant accolades.
He just seems to be in the right place at the right time. You know, we used to talk about this with Sean Lewis. He has some natural feel and some savvy on where to be on the field and why I'm in that position. And then make a play when the ball's in his area. That's really what he does. That's what I like about him, that he gives you a chance to be in the right spot to force a turnover.
Is he a big video study guy, as far as you can tell? Is he a guy that gets in there and gets after it video-wise?
You know, I don't think that he's fully committed like we've had guys before. Now, what he's done since we've gotten into the season over the last 2 weeks, I'm not for sure.
Right.
We've had discussions with him about what he could actually do if he did that, because it makes a big difference. Like I've heard Christian Holmes tell the defense, look, if you guys study video and all route patterns, you're going to get interceptions because you know exactly what they're doing. you know, but he's been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the direction those other guys need to go to give themselves the best chance.
I remember, and Sean Lewis was not a guy of a lot of words necessarily, but when you did talk to him, how often he would bring up mm-hmm. and his coaches would bring up, he was a ferocious studier of video. And physically, he wasn't necessarily an imposing guy, but he's one of those times it seems like every time we talked about him, lined up in the right place. I mean, he was really into it, it seemed like, especially for that time.
That's right.
8-9 years ago. And yeah. And the benefit was huge.
Yeah, those guys that figure it out. And, you know, what's interesting is it doesn't take much. So if you go in on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and you say, I'm going to commit myself to 30 minutes of film study without my phone, turn your phone off. You're 2.5 hours film study a week. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these guys aren't willing to turn their phone off. So you've had teenagers in your house recently.
Yep, sure have.
And I have. And their phones light up or buzz 3-4 times every minute with something. I don't know what it is, Snapchat or I don't know what they do. But it's just consistent. And you can't study, learn, absorb information if that's going on. Your brain can't pick up both waves.
Of course.
So the ones that can do that, they have an advantage. The ones that think they can study tape and also answer their phone, they can't. And we stress it, and that's where the guys that are good at it, it helps them out in game day.
It's funny, conversations I've had with Rashetti Jones. One of the biggest plays since you've been here was against Kansas State, into the game. You know, K-State, I don't remember particularly what they were doing formationally, down at the goal line, chance to get the game to overtime. They do something that's a little bit funky, and Rashetti immediately adjusts. He said, well, I studied it. He said, when they did that, they were trying to trick me, trying to trick
right.
him specifically. I knew exactly what they were doing. I've seen it. I knew how to get things adjusted.
Mm-hmm.
I had no place to go with the ball. Game ends, you win. He doesn't watch video. They score and go to overtime. You don't know if you win or lose. I mean, that's where that stuff, it seems, you just never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, and we talk about it all the time. You know, once the game starts, all your preparation is over. Can't get it back. So you have to – good football teams have to fully commit to doing everything possible to help their team be successful – and help them as an individual be successful. Probably less than 20% of the young men do it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They just can't make themselves do it.
But your great teams, like 2011,
probably 50%.
2013, those dynamics are different. Mm-hmm. Different. And it's a different time, obviously,
that's
because
right.
we didn't have as much Twitter and all that stuff, so we want to be fair about this. However, those guys were pretty committed to it, it seemed.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Very interesting. We'll take a break. Come back with more in a moment. This is the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
At Brahms, we offer more than just burgers, shakes, and fries. We have an entire fresh market for your everyday grocery needs, from farm fresh milk to meats, freshly baked breads, and produce. We also carry a wide variety of our premium ice cream, frozen yogurt, and sherbet. And with Brahms delivery trucks running 7 days a week, our items are always fresh. Stop by your neighborhood Brahms Fresh Market for an incredibly fast, incredibly convenient grocery shopping experience so you can spend more time on things that matter most.
It happens to everyone who plays the game. We get hurt and try to walk it off, but playing hurt can make it worse. At Mercy Sports Medicine, keeping you in the game is our life's work. Schedule a free pain assessment from a Mercy Pro at mercy.net/paincheck. We'll check your injury, give you a plan for quick recovery, and get you playing again. Sign up at mercy.net/paincheck. At Mercy Sports Medicine, your life is our life's work.
At Steel, we're proud that much of our legendary gasoline-powered outdoor equipment, from trimmers to chainsaws, is built right here in America. working as hard as you do to get the job done. Steel is not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot. Pick up at over 9,000 local steel dealers. Real steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. The majority of steel gasoline powered units sold in the United States are built in the United States from domestic and foreign parts and components. Lowe's and the Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
He bounces outside. No one's going to catch him. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Touchdown. Oh, man.
Throws downfield. The ball is tipped. It's intercepted. He's going to score.
He's scrambling. Man open in the end zone. It's a leaping one-hand grab. He got it. Touchdown.
Keep the excitement of game day going in a Nissan. With game-changing tech, every drive is guaranteed to get your adrenaline pumping. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the OSU Cowboys.
The ultimate cowboy fan deserves the ultimate party. Win the ultimate watch party set with everything a true OSU fan needs to host their own football game watch party, plus $250. Register your MidFirst debit or credit card today at midfirst.com/register. Offer ends December 31st. No purchase necessary. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
Oklahoma is full of cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes! Good to be home.
We continue on the Coach Gundy Radio Show, Learfield ING College. Glad you're with us as we talk Cowboy football. And West Virginia is coming up on Saturday in the Big 12 Conference opener. Of course, it is only game number two, but with the altered schedule, that's where we stand. So it's quite a bit different. As far as West Virginia is concerned, they didn't play last week, and probably in this COVID era, that's a pretty big advantage. You weren't supposed to play this week either, but you had to reschedule the game. But what did you see in that opening week win for them over Eastern Kentucky?
Well, it wasn't much of a game. Obviously, they handled them easily. The quarterback's in his second year there. Coaches are in their second year, and their schemes. They want to throw passes. In my opinion, I think they were 46 passes to 17 runs last year, something like that. And that's kind of what he's done in the past. Defensively, a lot of similarities to what we've seen in this league years ago, before the teams started playing a lot of the three down stuff. They're really a four down team, and they have some comparisons to what Kansas State used to be back when Coach Snyder was there. Mm-hmm. Doing some things a little different, but the philosophy is the same for the most part.
Have you got to know Neil Brown very well?
Just a little bit. You know, he and I never really crossed paths. He was in different places than I was, and then we haven't had the Big 12 meetings because of COVID and all the other stuff, so I really haven't seen him much. I think he's a good football coach. I think he handles things right from what I see, but I don't really know him. Because he's not been in this part of the country much.
Right.
So we don't cross paths with guys in recruiting. You don't really see him much, you know.
Yeah. So I made this point coming out of the break. I mean, and we don't want to obviously emphasize it too much, but how much of an advantage do you think it is that they sat last week and you played under these circumstances compared to what we might normally experience?
Well, based on what happened to us with guys having to change some positions, move around, you would like to have another week. I'm guessing that even though they had a big win, that they still found issues in their schemes and technique and things that they were going to make adjustments on, and they're going to get the extra four practices to do that. That's the advantage that you get on an open week.
Sure. You know, crowd – and you mentioned it in post game. You know, obviously it's reduced capacity because of the precautions, but it seemed to be loud when it was most important. But Do you think players or coaches even noticed, or once you start playing, you're just going? I mean, how much do you think that even registers with people, or does it?
I think the players noticed it some, but I don't think it was as much of a factor as what we thought it was going to be. Like for me, I noticed it early, but then I forgot about it once the game got going. And what you said is right. There were times that we got loud, and I think it drew them off sides a couple times. Mm-hmm. They did a great job. I wish they'd let another 5,000 in, because I saw there were sections where people could fill in some, you know. I don't know who all's making those decisions, but just for the crowd, you know, just for the fans, with 2020 being what it's been this year, I think there's a group of people that want to come to a college football game and use it as a getaway.
Sure.
You know, you see this year it's different, Dave. You see the New York Giants and the Steelers and the Eagles, those guys that are still metal lunchbox guys that are going to use all the extra money they have to keep the season tickets they've had in their family for 30 years. They go to the Eagles and the Steelers games and the Jets games and the Giants games. That's their getaway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they work in a mill. They work their butt off all week, and they can go on Sunday and tailgate and be with their buddies. And I think right now with the virus, that's what we can provide to just the population and the people out there that love Oklahoma State football. So I was glad we got to play, but it'd be nice if we get a few more people in there and let them in the game, because I think everybody needs that right now. Everybody wants to get away from all the stuff going on with the virus and everything else and just go watch a game.
Yeah, the distraction part of it is.
That's right.
Yeah, we talk about that even in my class, just people that listen on the radio. It's not like somebody's forcing them to. It's just like, well, you have to listen to this radio broadcast so you can pay your bills. Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't work that
That's
way.
Right.
It's a choice, so they maybe don't have to worry about paying their bills.
Certainly.
Next week. They just go enjoy it, and that's the fun of it. We'll take another break, come back with more in a moment. This is the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
A Shiro's work is never done. You care for the house, the kids, and our future. We're so grateful for all you do. Now, it's time to care for yourself and save a little more for retirement. A free 3-minute online chat can give you the personalized tips you need to boost your retirement savings now. Visit aceyourretirement.org/Shiro today.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College. Glad you're with us. West Virginia is the opponent coming up on Saturday at Boone Pickett Stadium. We'll have pregame coverage at 12:30 with a kickoff set for 2:30 from the stadium. Looking forward to it. Yeah, I meant to ask you this last time we visited, but I'm just curious. Given everything with what's going on with the virus and things on campus, obviously, to what extent are your guys in online classes? Have you gone pretty heavy into the online class mode or still quite a bit in person?
Close to 75% would be my guess. Some of the reason, Dave, is there's not a lot of classes that are offered face-to-face. Some professors are choosing to not, you know what I'm saying?
Myself included, yeah.
So that's as big of an issue is that some of the classes are only offered online.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to say about 75%. Now, the players that do have some on campus, they don't have more than one or two.
Gotcha.
So that's kind of where it shifted the other direction.
So how does that impact things? Because suddenly what – and, of course, it's very regimented during the season in terms of their time when it's normal and they're having pretty much all in-person classes or most of them in-person – and then you're going about your day as you normally would. How does that impact things? And do you have to worry? I would never think you'd be worried about downtime, but do you have to kind of worry a little bit about, hey, are they managing their time properly?
The issue that we're having is our study hall with Maryland Middlebrook and our academic center, you know, has been fantastic. I mean, our graduation numbers are through the roof. We don't have as much face-to-face contact with tutoring now.
Yeah.
And so, like, I can only speak for myself. I'm not going to learn as good on a computer if I'm not sitting there with somebody and then making sure that I'm paying attention and they have eye contact with me and stuff. That's what concerns me right now, because we have a number of guys that, you know, we would get a group of four or five that would be in the same class, and then the tutor could take care of all of them. Well, you can do that on Zoom, but it's not the same, in my opinion. So the adjustment will be academic tutoring, in my opinion. They're doing the best they can, and I don't know the results. I won't know the results until Thanksgiving. But if you say, what's the concern as a head coach and as a parent, because I have a son that's in college, that's my concern. Yeah. Is the academic, because we have unbelievable academic support for our players. So how viable and how effective will it be online, we won't know till grades in around Thanksgiving.
I am teaching, and I'll just confess, my one course virtually. Mm-hmm. And I have a big job, which is to, you know, obviously broadcast the games and do your shows and so forth. So I'm trying to do everything I can to not only stay healthy, but stay out of quarantine, because
sure,
if I go into quarantine, I can't work either. So I want to work. But, you know, as even an instructor, just an adjunct with one class, you worry about the quality. Mm-hmm. It's like, am I, you know, like we had my one of my first assignments, and I thought, boy, I thought that I communicated that well, and the papers were fine, but they weren't as good as I thought they'd be. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, well, did I communicate that well? When you're in person,
yep,
there's that jostling back and forth between student and instructor that happens in person. And so you pretty well feel like, even if you screwed up the lecture the first time, they're going to ask you enough questions in person to cover it. That's not true now. And it's really catching my attention, thinking, oh boy, this is not easy. And then you feel badly because, oh my gosh, did I do them a disservice? And you try to fix it on the back end. But it's different. It's different.
Yeah, we're in a time that we're forced into this issue. And I've been asked this question quite a bit. It's just like training or disciplining a child. Would you want to do it over online, or would you want to sit down in the living room with them face to face?
Yeah.
that's just where that's where it's at. You know, how much are you getting out of it if you're actually not there and that you can't see them in their eyes and they can't ask questions because they got to click on, unmute, all the different things.
Yeah.
So, you know, Zoom is at a home run. I think they're up 352% with their company on the market.
we should have invested.
If anybody would have known about Zoom and the virus, but like the other day, I don't know if how involved with this or you knew, you know, that I had to do game day on the sideline before the game with, you know, they came in live and, you know, I had, they put things in my ears and I had a camera and there was a speaker over here. And the things they put in my ears allowed me to at least function. Then at halftime, when I went off the field, mm-hmm. I had the speaker and I had the young lady that was asking questions sitting over here 6 feet away from me. And the paddle people were yelling, uh-huh. and I couldn't hear the speaker. Oh. I didn't have anything in my ear. And she's talking and she's got a mask on. I can't see her mouth. And I can't hear the speaker. And so I don't know whether to bend down to the speaker. I don't know whether to look at the speaker, look at her. It was a mess. And I can't imagine it's been good for TV because I couldn't hear. I kept saying, I'm sorry, I cannot hear you. Yeah. They are yelling. There's a speaker here and you have a mask on. I would prefer that you're 8 feet away from me. Just take your mask off and talk to me.
Right, right.
And I'll just
right.
answer your question.
Sure.
I don't know what she's been told by her people, the higher
right.
ups.
Right. So, and there's protocols, obviously.
So, but it wasn't any, I just didn't like it at all. And that's kind of what's happening with where we're at. But this is the hand we've been dealt, right? We got to make the best of it. Can't use it as an excuse. And everybody's got to find a way to make it better and get through it till we get through this over the next few months.
Yeah, and it's not permanent.
No,
I mean, oh,
it's not.
Lord have mercy, if it were permanent, I wouldn't even, I don't think anybody could function.
No, it's not. It's just, you know, we don't even need to get into what all it's doing to the people in this country.
Yeah.
Just wear and tear, you know. But anyway, you know, we'll have an answer here in a few months, and we'll get through it, and we'll talk about it for years of what we went through with COVID.
Yeah. Are you, out of curiosity, and I don't know, are you journaling any of this? I know mentally you remember things, but are you taking some notes on what this is like just for fun?
No, you know, I'm not good at that. I, you know, fortunately, I've been lucky. My memory's really good on a lot of things, but I haven't done that. If I knew the first week in March what it was going to do, I would have, because you could write a book. Very easily write a book.
When I was driving to get my daughter, bring her home from Florida State in March, I spent the first hour and a half driving to Greenville, Mississippi, just audio notes. All
there
that happened
go.
At the Big 12 basketball tournament, all the
sure.
circumstances, just thought, you know what, if nothing else, my grandkids will want to hear this.
No, you can write an easy 200-page book on 2020 COVID. And it'll go down. This is going to go down in history, you know. I mean, all the stuff that's transpired because of this. And, you know, at first the people from the White House said this, and then they said, no, that's not it. And then they said this, and then they said, no, it's not that, because nobody knew.
Nobody
There's
knew.
There's no science.
No.
We don't have any science on anything. You know, are you – how long do the antibodies last? Are you out of the 90-day window? Are you not out of it? We don't know. There's not any science.
Yeah.
So
you just kind of go with it. Yeah. Coach, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. Good luck this week.
All right. Thank you all.
That's Coach Gundy. We're back to wrap things up after this. This is the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
Everywhere you go, your health care is connected to you. So it's important to choose the right health insurance provider. Whether you need coverage for your family or just yourself, we've got you covered. When you choose Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, you can focus on what really matters in life. Go with Blue. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma is a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, Mutual Legal Reserve Company, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Oklahoma is full of cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes!
Good to be home. Homeland. Are you tired of calling your pharmacy to see if your prescriptions are ready? At Charlie's Discount Drug, our customers can receive a text message, an email, or even a phone call from one of our staff informing them when their prescriptions are ready. Call Charlie's Discount Drug at 624-3535 for more information or sign up today at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Wrapping things up on the Coach Gundy Radio Show this week, we're glad you took the time to be with us. Tune in, and next week we'll have another show because we'll be getting ready for the game against Kansas. Pre-game coverage at 12:30, kickoff at 2:30 Saturday here in Stillwater for the Big 12 opener, Oklahoma State and West Virginia. Thanks for listening. For Coach Gundy, I'm Dave Hunsiker. This has been the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
On the Cowboy Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, the Mike Gundy Show has been brought to you by OG&E. We energize life. Homeland Grocery, your Cowboy Football Watch Party supply headquarters. Official grocery partner of OSU Football. Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name. Located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. And by MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card. True to your money. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Cowboy Sports Network.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.